I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order in the Reed and Ladin Senate Chambers and on Zoom May 21st, 2025 at, what time is it?
5:34 p.m.
Moving on to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgements. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for our land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. But before we move on to agenda item 3, roll calls, I do have a resignation letter to read out into the record, so let me pull that up. Good morning, Senators, to whom it may concern. After a lot of time and consideration, I wanted to write this as my formal resignation from my position as an ASUN College of Science Senator effective as May 17th, 2025. I am extremely grateful for everything I've learned from this association all throughout the 92nd session and the 93rd, but right now I've decided it's best for me to take some time away. Thank you to everyone who made my time here so great. I appreciate you all, Senator Palmer. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. Secretary, okay. Not call the roll, please.
Speaker Acklin.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Absence unexcused.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Perfect. Senator Evans.
On Zoom.
Senator Hong.
Absence unexcused.
He's on Zoom.
Oh, he's on Zoom. Perfect. Sorry, guys. I'm scrolling. I'm looking.
Senator Hotelling.
Absence excused.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present.
Senator Levy.
Absence excused.
Senator Lucchese.
Present on Zoom.
Senator McAndrews.
Absence excused.
Senator Micelli.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Miller.
Present on Zoom, yes.
Senator Moore.
Present on Zoom, yes.
Speaker Pro Temp Moss.
Present.
Senator Packard.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Saporito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Terry.
Present on Zoom.
And Senator Vila. Quorum is present.
Thank you. Alrighty. Oh, and then for future reference, guys, can we use the mics? Because obviously more than half the table's empty. Moving on to agenda item 4, adoption minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 4A through D through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tem Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that motion is adopted and those minutes have been approved.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item public 5. Is there any public comment at this time? No? Alrighty.
Sorry.
Please state your name and position for the record. Sorry. And then use the mic.
Alright, hi guys. Just because there's no report, also pardon my casual dress for the day. You'll never see me like this again. Anyways, so I just really want to reiterate, since we kind of have everyone on Zoom right now, if you guys are not officially on board, please make sure to bring your I-9 documentation to the accounting office. You're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just make sure you bring your documentation, because if you do not have it, then we cannot let you go to retreat. And if you guys are flying in from Las Vegas, it has to be done in person, so please make sure to bring 2 in-person official documents that fall under the guidelines of I-9 documentation, because once you arrive to the CSC from the airport at around 8 a.m., we're going to send you guys straight to the accounting office. If you guys forget your passport or forget your information, you guys are going to have a really great sleepover here at the Center for Student Engagement, because we can't load you on the bus to go to retreat with us in Tahoe. So please just make sure to go get that information. I sent an email out to everybody who has not brought the documentation in quite yet. If you guys have any questions about retreat, feel free to reach out to your DEO, Texan, and I, and we will keep you guys updated. But everything's rolling, everything's moving. But please make sure that you are onboarded so we can get you guys to retreat. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions?
All right, it's public comment, but.
Sorry.
Does anybody have any questions about retreat or anything like that before we move forward on the agenda? No? And then if you guys can too, just for my sake and for everybody's sake here, so we're not just talking to a screen, could a few of you just turn on your cameras, please? I would really appreciate it. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 6, receipts and petitions and correspondence to the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items A through K through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those receipts have been approved. Moving on to agenda item 6L, a motion to discharge SB 93, a bill to reform the annual ASM retreat. I will now read out that discharge memo sent in by Senator Terry. Alrighty. Good evening, Mr. Speaker and esteemed senators. On May 7, 2025, SB 93, a bill to reform the annual ASM retreat, was referred to the Committee on Government Operations. May 21st will mark 14 days of infraction in the Committee of Government Operations, and as such, I'm requesting this piece be discharged from the committee pursuant to Senate Rules 12, Section C, which establishes that any senator may submit a written notice to discharge a piece from a committee if it has not been acted on within 14 days. The Committee on Government Operations has been unable to meet since the referral of this bill, and with the retreat just around the corner, I want to ensure that this important piece of legislation is in place before then. Approval of this motion to discharge will allow the Senate of the Associated Students to discuss any potential approval and potentially approve this bill during the May 21st meeting. Sincerely, Senator Terry. Senator Terry, is there anything else you'd like to add for the record?
I know, I pretty much said it all now, so.
Alrighty, thank you. We're going to be moving on to points of discussion. Are there any points of discussion on the agenda item brought forth before us? No? Alrighty. Then I am going to be seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6L through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, that motion to discharge has been approved. Cool. Alrighty. And we'll be skipping past agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers, and moving down to reports of Senate committee. Are there any chairs at this time who have a report? Parliamentarian Issa.
Hi, everyone. The Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement will be meeting next week on Wednesday, May 28th at 12 p.m. in the PCR and on Zoom, where we expect to finalize our liaison appointments and hear a report from Director Taylor.
Thank you. Are there any other chairs who have comments or any announcements?
Mr. Speaker, I'll have a report.
Thank you.
So go up to the committee meeting this next Tuesday, May 27th, 11:30 a.m. on Zoom. We have two pieces on the agenda. One is regarding reapportionment guidelines, and then the other one is regarding committee liaisons. And then we're also going to be getting started on our audit of these statutes in that May 27th meeting as well.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? Alrighty, are there any other chairs with reports at this time? No, going once, going twice. Alrighty, just making sure. Alrighty, jumping to myself in terms of report. Everybody was able to fill out the outreach form on time, so we have a list of who's coming, who's not coming to retreat. In terms of flights and stuff like that, I know there's four senators who have to, four senators who have to fly up. And if you are one of those four senators, we should have been in contact with you, whether that's the director, Luis, or Sandy, whoever it may be. So if you guys have not gotten an email or anything like that, please email Naomi, Director Texan, as soon as you guys can to make sure we can book your guys' flights and we can get everything squared away for retreat so nobody's, running around last minute, saying I don't have a flight and I don't know how to get up there. So like I said, if you have any questions or anything like that, please direct them to Director Texan. Are there any questions for me, I guess, at this time? Another thing to add on to my report. We will also be having a meeting next week to fill in the rest of consent agenda for cabinet. And then along with that, too, we do have a piece of legislation, and that's when directors are going to give their reports, since we're not doing reports from cabinet this week. And then we won't have a meeting on, what is that, Wednesday, June 6th? Or 4th. So we won't have a meeting June 4th. And then the 6th through the 8th is when we have retreat. Anybody have any questions about that? Okay, cool. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports of secretaries. Do you have a report?
I do not have any report at the time, nope.
Thank you. Alrighty. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 10, motions to fast track appointments. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda items 10A through K through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Villa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those motions have been fast tracked already. Moving on to, we're going to skip past agenda item 11 right now and move on to agenda item 13, consent agenda. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 13A through
G
through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those nominees have been confirmed. Alrighty, now people who are on consent agenda, the policy director and club commissioners, could you guys please turn your camera on? And we are about to administer your oath. And I'll let Chief Justice Rena Arneson take it from here.
I'll keep you separately, so it's not crazy.
I, Emmy Gomez.
I, Alyssa Fonis.
I, Santa Neva.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
You guys can do it all together.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
I will support.
The Constitution of the Associated Students.
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 That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
I am well.
And faithfully discharge. The duties of the office.
On which I'm about to enter.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Alrighty, thank you. We will be moving back up to agenda item 11B, approval appointments of senators and ASU officials. We're going to be starting off with Mr. Lawson, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, cool. And he is applying for one of our open engineering seats, so let me get his presentation up and we'll get situated.
You have 10 minutes to present, and then we'll have 10 minutes of questions, 10 minutes of debate, and you are ready to start whenever.
Thank you. Good evening, I'm Henry Lawson. I'd like to apply to become senator in the College of Engineering. I want to become a senator to become more involved around campus and also in the institutions that I've grown to love and care for. I also want to improve student resources and make those resources more available for students. I also want to become a role model and to encourage students to become more involved around campus and to follow my footsteps. A little bit about me, I'm a sophomore. I'm a mechanical engineering major with a math minor. Currently, I'm the treasurer of Zeta Psi and the vice president of administration of the WSU. As treasurer of Zeta Psi, I was unanimously elected for the treasurer position for two consecutive terms. Some of my responsibilities are managing over $20,000 per semester. When I took office, our chapter was $10,000 in debt. With effective budgeting and money management, I was able to pay all of this debt off in under a year. As vice president of administration, I'm responsible for collecting and reporting IIIC member statistics such as service hours, philanthropic dollars, academics, member numbers, etc. I'm also responsible for making IIIC calendar and assisting my executive members with event planning. Currently, I'm mentoring a handful of underclassmen for how to conduct executive positions within organizations. Some of my goals can fall into three different categories: goals for campus, goals for ASUN, and goals within my own college. For campus, I want to improve TA training. After talking with a handful of TAs, I've come to realize that TA training only lasts for one day. Not only that, but TA training fails to go into detail about how to effectively grade and manage assignments, which arguably is very important for students. TAs are a very important resource for students that bridge the gap towards teachers. Without effective TAs, this can be discouraging for students and allow them to not do well in classes. I'm sure all of you guys have had experiences with good and bad TAs and how that affects your performance in classes. Through personal experience, I've also realized that sometimes there's only one professor available for a class. If this professor is not a good professor, this can become very discouraging for students, making them do poorly in classes. If a professor also has poor teaching methods and fails a majority of their students, this can delay students' graduation date. Having your graduation date delayed by a semester or even a year can really discourage you and doesn't really encourage you to continue in school, leading students to either change majors or drop out of school entirely. I want to fix this by implementing a minimum of 2 professor requirement for major core classes and curriculums. For campus, a huge goal of mine is the homecoming parade, which I feel like is shared by a large number of you. I want to work with ASUN and the athletics department to achieve this goal. I also really resonate with the Home Means Nevada campaign and want to collaborate with the executive branch to achieve this. For ASUN, I want to increase recognition and appreciation for professors through an ASUN organized event. Having an event to show appreciation would mean a lot to teachers. Not only that, but students and faculty and faculty's families would be invited. All professors would be recognized. Students could vote for professors they like and think they deserve the most recognition. Food, drinks, and a raffle could all be available for the teachers. Moving on to Greek life, I believe that the university and Greek life at UNR reflect each other. If Greek life raises money for philanthropy, volunteer service hours, and promotes service projects, it reflects positively on the university. I fail to see why two of the largest organizations at UNR don't work with each other. Some arguments can be made that ASUN can't afford to spend money on Greek life, or doesn't want to. My counterargument for that is that ASUN doesn't need to spend money to work with Greek life. If Greek life organizes a huge event to bring local businesses, families, students, faculty, and community members to support local charities, all ASUN has to do is sanction the event and provide a space to hold so. Also, for ASUN, I want to join multiple committees. I know joining a committee is a requirement, but I still want to be very involved in committees such as the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. The ASA has jurisdiction over a large number of areas that I have goals in, so joining that committee would help me achieve those goals. I also want to join the Budget and Finance Committee because I believe I'm a very good fit managing large amounts of money and budgeting. For the College of Engineering, I want to bring back the Student Advisory Board for the College of Engineering. Our college no longer has a board, unlike many other colleges. Having a Student Advisory Board encourages students to participate and work with faculty to bring about positive change towards their college. It also increases involvement within their own college and gives students a voice. For the College of Engineering, I want to create an engineering lounge. Many of the other colleges have their own lounges where students can go collaborate on assignments, work on projects, or do homework. Instead, the engineering department only has tables and chairs in busy hallways. Apologies. I also want to improve the Engineering Health Center. Resources such as the Math and Writing Center are crucial for students to be able to get help on assignments. The Engineering Health Center, due to budget cuts and lack of staffing, is no longer a great resource. Personally, I've been to the Engineering Health Center, and there's been nobody there, or I haven't been able to receive help on classes. By working with the dean's office to improve this resource, it enables students to get ahead of their assignments and not fall behind. Without this resource, engineering classes become harder in later years. Without resources to help students, it can also lead students to want to drop out or to change majors. Thank you for your time. I appreciate this opportunity. I'm happy to answer any questions. Go back.
Marty, thank you so much for your presentation. We really appreciate it. Is there anybody, first I'm going to ask here in person, is there anybody here who has any questions for the nominee? Senator Kitch.
Elected tonight, more so the Engineering Health Center, as that falls under the jurisdiction. University resources such as that. Also, I believe TAs and involvement with teachers also falls under that committee. So work towards those goals.
Are there any other questions for the Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, for the record, thank you for your presentation. I really enjoyed it. My question, a little bit about my position. I oversee the legislative internship program. So I just wanted to ask you, if you were to become a senator, you'll have to mentor your own intern. So I wanted to ask what mentorship looks like for you and how you would do with mentoring an intern.
So currently I'm mentoring three different people on taking over my position as treasurer within my own fraternity. So it's kind of guiding them, explaining to them their duties, responsibilities, showing them how I achieve goals for my position effectively, while also giving them resources. So I would apply that same approach towards this.
Perfect.
Any other questions for the nominee in person? Alrighty, Senator Maselli.
Hi, Senator Maselli, for the record. Thank you so much for your presentation. I hope you can hear me all right on Zoom.
We can hear you.
So I was just wondering, since you mentioned improving the Engineering Help Center, how exactly, what do you think tangibly you can do to achieve that? I know you mentioned you would work with the dean's office. In my experience, Getting a hold of the dean, especially considering we're getting a new dean, is quite difficult. And I'm wondering if you've considered outreach efforts for the student body. That's a large part of what the senators do as well. Have you considered outreach, and what tangibly do you think you could do to improve the help center?
I've considered outreach, especially working and talking to other students who have similar experiences within going to the help center, not receiving help, getting a big group of students together to voice the same opinion can bring about change. Not only that, but just repeatedly going in person, trying as hard as I can to work with the dean's office. I believe this is also a problem due to budget cuts. So working in the committee of budget and finance to achieve this goal.
I have a
question.
Hold on. Senator Terry, then Senator Huang.
All right, thank you for your presentation, Mr. Lawson. I was just curious if, since you mentioned some goals that I guess aren't necessarily within the purview of ASUN, specifically your goal with TAs as well as the teachers or professors for core classes. So I was just curious if you could elaborate a little bit more on your plans to implement these goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though I have these goals that aren't directly affiliated with my position as ASUN, I would work with other branches of the student body that do deal with that. Also look at passing legislature or going and talking to the respective offices that would be able to help me achieve these goals.
Thank you.
Senator Huang.
Can I just ask you really quick what you mean by working with budget and finance to help fund the engineering help center?
I would like to become a part of the finance and budgeting committee. Being a part of the committee, I would have a little bit of say in the budget itself. And if I don't become a part of the committee, I can approach members who are on the committee about allocating money for the engineering department.
I have another question as well.
Go ahead. Did you have another question? No, okay. Senator Vaselli.
Yeah, this might go into what Senator Huang might have been getting at. So I'm the chair of the Budget and Finance Committee, and one of the things you mentioned was budget cuts and how that, you know, it hurts everyone, and that's tough to deal with. What have you thought of any sort of creative solutions on how to stretch dollars further? And what you, I think one of the important things to realize when you're dealing with budget is if you want to move money from to one place, you have to be taking it from another. And so in your opinion, what do you think the association is dedicating dollars to that might be more worthwhile spending in engineering like the help center?
With lack of staff, I think allocating money to pay for more staff or increasing hourly wages could entice more people to want to work for the engineering center. I understand that allocating money for the engineering center does take away money from other places. However, a skill set that I do have is creative problem solving. So being able to take a look at the budget and seeing where areas we may be spending too much could then be used and applied towards the engineering center.
Is there any other questions on Zoom? And then if you guys do have a question, can you use the raised hand feature? Any other questions? Going once, going twice? Alrighty. Seeing no more questions, we'll now move on to a debate. Oh, Senator Huang.
Sorry about that. My computer doesn't have that feature for whatever reason.
All good.
I'll figure it out in a second. But I just have one more question. So we just finished our election season for all of the ASUN officers and specifically the Senate. And I was just curious, why did you decide to apply now and look for an appointment instead of just running a few months ago?
Yeah, that's a great question. A few months ago, I didn't know that I wanted to become a senator. So after the elections happened, I reached out to a few senators that I know and talked to them about kind of the process. Realized that I do want to move forward with this and to become a senator. Luckily, the special elections is something that's available instead of having to wait one another year for elections to come around. So,
any other questions at this time? Alrighty. Seeing no more questions, we will now move on to a debate. As is customary, the Senate may consider the nominee's character, professional competence, and other relevant qualifications outlined in NRS Statute 241.033. While it's traditional to step out of the room during deliberations, you're entitled to remain present if you choose.
Sure.
You can either leave or stay. Okay. Alrighty. Are there any senators who would like to start us off in person in regards to the debate? Parliamentarian Issa.
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record, I think this, sorry, I'm a little sick. I think this candidate, Mr. Lawson, I think he has a very well-rounded resume. And in general, a lot of his goals struck me as very far-reaching. Some people at this table might see them as rather unattainable. However, I think that with enough outreach and with enough student support and with the voice of audience from senators, some of these goals are achievable, especially with regards to TA training and with his teacher appreciation. And I appreciate the fact that he reached out, or at least is aware of, the Homelands Nevada campaign and their plan to bring it to the homecoming event. And that shows to me that he has been at least involved to some extent with ASUN. He's well aware of our plans. So for that reason, for all those reasons, I am leaning towards voting towards him, but I am interested in hearing what other members of this chamber have to say, especially Senator Maselli.
Are there any senators in person who have anything to comment before I transition over to Zoom? No? Alrighty. Are there any senators on Zoom who have any points of discussion or comment? Senator Terry?
Yes. Similar to what Parliamentarian Issa was mentioning, Mr. Lawson, he may not have as much ASUN experience as this table may have preferred last session, but I don't really think that that is much of an issue, and he's very clearly done his homework, which is very impressive. He knew what the different committees were, responsible for, and he had an idea of exactly, he just wants to get in there and get going, which I appreciate. And in lieu of his ASUN experience, he has some great campus experience, and his goals are fairly tangible, and I'm especially interested to see his work for his goals on TAs and the core classes professors. I'm super curious what he'll be able to accomplish there. I'm in full support of appointing Mr. Lawson to this table tonight, but of course I am also curious what our engineering senator, Senator Maselli, has to say as well.
I'll go Senator Bolander, then Senator Maselli, if you have anything to add.
Yeah, I'd quickly just like to touch on Mr. Lawson's character. I worked with him, or I just started to work with him on the IISC executive board. And in that board where he mentioned in his presentation a little bit about Greek life in the school and how we can go hand in hand. And just from my own personal view as well, IISC is planning a lot of big things that we want to do in conjunction with the school to help the school out a lot. And it's a really new exec board. It's a really different exec board this year, rather. And we want to get a lot of stuff done. And I think having him on this table with us is exponentially going to help our productivity.
Thank you, Senator Maselli.
Yeah, I think he did a good job with his presentation. I agree with Senator Terry that he did his homework. He did his research. I felt like a few of the questions were dodged, and I was looking for a few more specifics with how to tangibly achieve goals. But, you know, things also come with time, and I'm sure there's a lot of learning to be had. I want to work with other College of Engineering senators to represent our college as well. So I think we can work towards a lot of those things, which mainly boil down to outreach and spreading the word on some of these issues. And so I think he overall did a nice job.
Are there any other senators with points of discussion or debate at this time? Going once, going twice, Alrighty. We are now moving on to a vote for agenda item 11B. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, the nominee is confirmed. So come on up here, I'll give you your oath. Is anyone taking pictures or anything?
I can.
Okay, cool. Sure. My mom will want to see this. Oh, yeah. All righty. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Henry Lawson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associate Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the
Associate Students. That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
In which I'm about to enter.
In which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations, Isaac. Alrighty, and then you can sit wherever you like. I know, you have a pretty wide assortment. Alrighty.
Take the nominees first, then.
Okay. Alrighty, we'll be moving on to agenda item 11C, Associate Justice. Are we ready? Okay. You'll have 3 minutes for your presentation, then we'll have 5 minutes of debate, and 5 minutes of discussion. Chief Justice Raina Armstead, do you have a memo to read up? Perfect.
Can I steal this? Can I steal this? Let the record show that I love Chief Justice Armstead.
Hi everyone, I'm very pleased to announce our Judicial Council nominee who will be replacing our Associate Justice who just graduated. She is a rising junior who participated in the Judicial Council internship this year. Hannah has continuously impressed me with her dedication to the Judicial Council, her work ethic, and her attention to detail. Hannah's intimate understanding of judicial procedure and the governing documents makes her a good candidate for an Associate Justice, but it's her intelligence, inquisitive nature, and her discipline that will make her a great Associate Justice. It is my greatest honor to introduce Hannah as an Associate Justice nominee, and I'm sure you will all witness her excellence during her presentation.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Like I said, you have 3 minutes for your presentation, and we'll do 5 minutes of questions and then 5 minutes of debate, and you may start whenever.
Hi everyone, my name is Hannah Heffernan. I'm absolutely ecstatic to be the Associate Justice nominee for this year. So a little bit about me in that pertains to this position. I'm majoring in criminal justice with specialization in law and justice and English with specialization in creative writing. I'm planning on applying for the accelerated master's in criminal justice and attending law school, hopefully becoming a judge and a prosecutor one day. Some leadership roles that I've taken on, I'm the incoming president for Nevada mock trial, and in the mock trial, I do a lot of case analysis, I do a lot of secretarial work. I'm also vice president of membership integrity for Alpha Arma Prof Pi. There I deal with infractionary issues, and I lead a team of 6 people to interpret our governing documents and decide upon proper punishment, support for students, stuff like that. Some of my qualifications for this position, I was a judicial council intern this past year and I received the Judicial Intern of the Year. I was mentored by the Chief Justice Raina Armstead herself, and in this internship we studied the ASM Constitution and the statutes as the associated students. We did a mock trial and I feel that I became proficient in the judicial council procedure. And I also feel that my majors and my leadership positions have instilled skills in legal reasoning, writing, government document interpretation, and impartiality. Some of my goals and objectives as an Associate Justice would be to maintain integrity within ASUN. I would consult the statutes and the Constitution at all times to ensure a fair, equitable, and justified outcome. I would execute the duties of an Associate Justice to my fullest capabilities, and I would remain impartial at all times. I would also respectfully and meaningfully collaborate with the other justices. Thank you, guys.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your presentation. Are there any questions for the nominee at this time? On Zoom? No? Alrighty. Thank you. As is customary, As is customary, the Senate may consider the nominee's character, professional competence, and other relevant qualifications outlined in NRS Statute 241.033 while it's traditional step out of the room during deliberation. You are entitled to remain present if you choose. Alrighty. Moving on to a debate. Is there any debate on the nominee at this time? No? Seeing no debate, going once, going twice, going thrice. Alrighty. We'll be moving on to a vote for agenda item 11C. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, when I say aye, can I just have, I mean, it's for practical use, but just have everybody on Zoom at least try to say aye, just so it's not just everybody in person, just for next time. All those opposed, actually, I'll restart that motion. We're going to now be moving on to a vote for agenda item 11C. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and the nominee is confirmed.
Discharge and perform
all the duties
incumbent upon me
as under the Constitution
and laws of the associated students.
Alrighty, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 11D. Do you have a memo to read out?
Hi everyone, my name is Zina, I'm the director for IDEA. I am pleased to nominate Caitlin Rock for the position of Assistant Director of IDEA. During her time serving in this role for the 92nd session, Caitlin demonstrated exceptional dedication and leadership. Remarkably, none of her interns dropped throughout the year, which speaks volumes about her supportive and effective mentorship. Her reliability, prior experience, and strong skills in event coordination make her an outstanding candidate who will bring great value to the 93rd session. Thank you.
Thank you. And then you can just go up there. And you'll have 3 minutes to present. You'll have 5 minutes of questions, and then we'll do 5 minutes of debates. If we do even 5 minutes, that's, you know. 3 minutes for your presentation. And you may start whenever.
Between
have some more events for collaboration that I can improve upon and really check out with, as I mentioned, I already have like a big syllabus structure from last year, so I'll be able to have more time to hopefully plan events and reach, actually do outreach with other assistant directors and departments. Here's an example of a proposed timeline if anyone wants to take a look at that, but yeah, that's pretty much what I really want to offer for this session. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your time and your presentation. We'll be now moving on to questions from the body. Is there anybody in person who has a question? Then we'll move to Zoom. Speaker Pro Tem Formos.
I took my finger off right when I needed to speak. Thank you for your presentation. I've asked this of a lot of people who are coming back this session. So I just wanted to ask, given your past experience in the department, what was your biggest takeaway from last session and how is that going to guide you in this session?
Thank you. Are there any other questions for the nominee at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, we'll now move on to discussion. Before I do that, as is customary, the Senate may consider the nominee's professional competence, character, and other relevant qualifications outlined in NRS Statute 241.033. While traditional, step out of the room during deliberations. You are entitled to remain present if you choose. Cool. Alrighty. We will now be moving on to a discussion for the nominee of 11D. Is there any points of discussion at this time? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Alrighty. We will now move on to a vote for agenda item 11D. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it. The nominee is confirmed. Agenda item, what is that, 10? What are we on, 10?
11A.
Thank you so much. And then after that, we have one piece of legislation to review, and then we are out of here. Alrighty. Mr. Custer, are you ready?
Yes.
So you'll have 10 minutes to present. We'll have 10 minutes of questions and then 10 minutes of debate, and then the clicker is up there for you, and you may start whenever. Up at the table. Right there. There you go.
Hello, members of the Senate. My name is Caden Custer, and I'm a candidate for the College of Engineering seat. So first off, a little bit of background about myself. So I'm from Reno, Nevada, born and raised here. I graduated Edward C. Reed High School's valedictorian in 2022. I also graduated summa cum laude from Chucky Meadows Community College in 2022 as well. I started UNR in the fall of 2022, and currently I'm a senior mechanical engineering major in the College of Engineering. So I want to talk a little bit about my leadership background and kind of why I believe I'm qualified to sit at this side. So to start off, I was involved with the Washoe County School District Student Advisory Council. And on this committee, we represent over 60,000 students, basically advocating for their needs and different issues that were brought to our attention. We work with school administration, local superintendents, and also state superintendents to try to improve the lives of students. During my time, with this advisory council, I served on the hiring committee to actually hire a new superintendent. I also served on the ESSER 3 COVID-19 Community Grant Stakeholder Board, which was basically just a committee that helped determine how to spend COVID-19 relief money. In addition, I also served as a sole student representative on the Board of Trustees, which basically I was there to advise on behalf of the students, basically all the different decisions that they made. So in addition, I was also the student body president of Edward C. Reed High School. During this time, I represented over 2,000 students, and really my main goal was to try to re-engage both students and staff after the COVID-19 pandemic. Advocated on behalf of the students to both administration and superintendents at the time to help improve the lives of others. And then as some of you may recognize this award, we also obtained the National Council of Excellence Gold Award, which is one of the most prestigious leadership awards in our country for high school. So now I want to talk a little bit about my affiliations with UNR specifically. So most of my time at this university has been spent doing student research. I am a student researcher in the Borelli Lab Group on campus, which is in the Department of Chemistry. I worked over 1,000 hours basically creating electrochemical reduction reactors, which basically converts carbon dioxide into useful gases like ethanol and methanol. And kind of why this is a little bit relevant is because I am experienced in scientific writing, which I know is different than legislative writing, but also it is writing experience that is published and professional. And I published in two different papers. I'm also on a patent for our self-assembled modulators. And I'm also experienced in scientific presentations. I presented to NASA at a NASA conference, and I've also presented here several times to Wolfpack Discoveries. So some of the organizations, both nationally and locally, that I'm involved in, the Pi Tau Sigma, the Mechanical Engineering Modern Society, I've been a part of since 2023. Same with the Tau Beta Pi Engineering Modern Society, and then as well as the Winter Sports Club. So another opportunity that I've actually been able to participate with recently was I was a new student, I was an advisor for the new hires that our department was hiring. So as some of you may know, the mechanical engineering department is expanding into the aerospace department, and they're adding that as a part of our department. And I was asked by the department to actually evaluate all the new hires. So I went to all 7 seminars to evaluate each candidate, and I was really looking at their teaching ability and kind of how the research would fit at the university. I then presented these evaluations to our hiring committee, and I was one of 2 students that was asked to do this. So you're representing pretty much the current mechanical engineers and also the future ones that are supposed to come by trying to pick the best candidates that we thought were actually going to improve the school. So now I want to talk a little bit about my goals, both for my college and the association. So first of all, student voice is incredibly important to me. I'm very passionate about this, and I have been since I've been in high school. I believe that all students, regardless of their opinions, deserve the right to be heard. And I think that every student's opinion needs to be heard, and it's very important that it is. I think that unlike when you talk about high school and in previous years of our education, our gap between the people making the decisions and us is very small. So sometimes in high school, middle school, and previous, the gap's pretty big, right? The difference between a teacher and a student is fairly large. But at the university level, the main difference is a couple of years, maybe a degree or two, but we're fairly close to the people that are making the decisions for our university. And I think that it's so crucial that, especially at the university level, our opinions are heard, and I truly stand by this. And then also, I also feel that's kind of like a duty to step up, because I know that there are vacant seats, and I don't think that, you know, the other representation is definitely a bad thing. I don't think that we should be letting this go. I think that's honestly our duty to step up and make sure that our students are represented. So now I want to talk a little bit about my association specific goals. So being from UNR, eventually having a degree from here, I would love to make an impact that will overall improve the university. I take very big pride in the community, and I think that it's really important to continuously improve upon our university. I also want to improve outreach to future leaders. So I think that it's so important that we are able to fill these seats that are vacant in the future and make sure that, especially in engineering, that we have seats that are, you know, we have representation, we make sure that they're being filled. And I think that's one of my biggest passions, is making sure that future leaders are brought to the table. And I think that it's mostly finding the right leaders, because I do believe that there are engineers that would be good for this fit as well. And then, in addition, most of all of the committees are interesting to me, but these are the 3 that I find the most interesting. And the first one is the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs. And I believe that academic reform is so important. I think that students are forever evolving. You introduce things like AI and other things that change education. The education we're living now is so different than even 10 or 15 years ago. And I think that policies need to be reflected to adjust for this. In addition to the Committee on Budget and Finance, I think that proper allocation is one of the most important things in anything, but especially in education. And I'd love to make sure that, you know, certain clubs, even clubs that are less known, are still funded appropriately. And then finally, the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. I think that this is one of the most important things we can do as people, but also in education. I think that the more we push the civic leaders or people to be involved with politics, I think that it's just so important that if we do it now, it will carry on. And I think that it's very important to make sure that everyone's involved with the civic engagement. Specifically, so my College of Engineering goals. So, as some of you may know, in engineering, we pay what's called differential tuition. So, what this means is that we actually pay more per credit compared to other colleges and other students at the university. And in the past, there was a dean for our college that is no longer with us. And one of the reasons is because he was not necessarily using these funds properly. So when these funds were passed, the logic was sound, in my opinion, where it was saying, hey, engineers require more labs, they require more help in terms of tutors and past leaders. And this tuition was supposed to help kind of balance that. And there's no specific allocation for this money. And I really think that that's a shame. And I think that, in all honesty, this needs to be fixed because this money's been grossly misallocated, in my opinion, because like even our current labs right now are so underfunded, and this money is supposed to directly be helping with that. And so as a senator, I'd love to create a resolution in support of allocating this funding specifically, making sure that it's specifically for labs and for support for students, which was what it was initially voted to do. And then finally, another thing is the new course evaluation. So in engineering, we had new course evaluations this semester. I think other colleges did as well. And I think that these course evaluations were great because it really focused on the fact that we didn't want to have bias in our responses. And I think that that's very important that we do take these things without bias. And I think that they did a good job covering the class as a whole. However, there was something missing, and if any of you took these, I think you would agree that there was no way to evaluate the professors in these evaluations. It actually specifically asked you not to. And I think that this is kind of a shame, and in all honesty, because, again, like student voice is a passion of mine, and especially in engineering, we have really hard classes, and we have professors that make classes really easy to learn, and we have professors that make classes really hard to learn. And I think that it's really important that students have the ability to say the good things or bad things about these professors, because at the end of the day, I think that it's essential that the department knows, like, hey, this teacher is doing really good, or hey, this teacher is not, we need to give them support to try to help them become a better instructor. And I'm also would love to create a resolution in support of adding back professor evaluations specifically. I think the rest of these evaluations are great, but I just think that needs to add back that question about evaluating the professor specifically. So any questions?
Alrighty, thank you so much for your presentation and your time. Are there any questions for the nominee at this time? Parliamentarian Issa.
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record, thank you so much for your presentation. It was absolutely incredible. I have three questions for you. Is that fine, Mr. Speaker?
Hold on. Are there any other senators who would like to pose a question to the nominee? Okay, we got a few. Can you make it quick?
Okay, sure. So my first question is, looking over your resume, it's extremely impressive. I just want to ask, what made you want to come to UNR rather than any other college?
Yeah, it's a great question. So specifically, being raised and born here, I've always heard about UNR's amazing engineering program. I went to Reed High School, and UNR was always a school that stood out to me just throughout their reputation in the engineering program. I love the area. I do think that the area is amazing, and I really love being in Reno. I love that we have all four seasons, all the activities to do, and in all honesty, that was the kind of the deciding factor, was really being in the area, and also that the program was still a great program, for sure.
And my second question, in your presentation, you talked about one of your goals is being to have the student bodies and voice being heard. Yeah. Can you elaborate more on how you would accomplish that? What are like some of the gaps in our current system?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that in terms of, really I'm targeting kind of the representation, right, in that statement, really. So for example, like having vacant seats in the Senate, I feel like, you know, students aren't necessarily being heard as much because their representation isn't there. So specifically, I think filling those seats is the easiest way we can do that. I know that even after today, there'll be a vacant seat for engineering. And I think that filling those seats is so important to engage student voice. But other ideas that I've done in the past, or you have like open Zoom meetings, we did a lot of time in like student council meetings, but just ways where, or even just anonymous like ticket support where students can say, hey, this is a problem we're facing in our college. And so that way we can, you know, senators can see that and go, hey, this is a problem, let's bring it up, let's try to find a solution. So that's definitely what I would do.
Thank you. And my final question, as the chair of the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, I'm very curious to hear what your plans are for the committee. What are some ways that you plan to enhance the civic engagement experience for students here on campus?
Definitely. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I to be fairly honest, I haven't necessarily thought of specific goals and ideas for that yet. However, I think that just promoting voting is the biggest thing. And I think that trying to promote voting just to vote, and I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but the amount of people that vote in even just the student elections are probably not great, I would imagine. And just trying to increase that to teach students that even if you don't necessarily care what's happening here or there, it's so important to use your vote. And I think that that's something that if you can persuade that at the college level, you hope that those people learn that lesson and take it to the real world. And I just think trying to find different ways. I don't have specific examples yet, but definitely just trying to increase students to vote. Not even just necessarily in elections outside of college, but if you can convince students to vote in college, I think you can convince them to vote out of college.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Senator Lawson, for the record. Do you have any specific areas in which you want to apply these allocated funds from the differential tuition?
Definitely, yeah. So the main one would be labs. So the one of the main reasons that these fees were added in is because they were saying that the College of Engineering requires so much money for labs. And being a part of the mechanical engineering degree and seeing those lab curriculums, like we have labs that are almost frankly sad for being a Barlow and Carnegie institution, where it's like these labs do not reflect realistic situations, they don't reflect realistic learning. And mostly when you talk to them, I've had so many conversations with our head of our labs about how just horribly like underfunded they are. And differential tuition works in a really unique way where all the money that every engineer pays, it's so much money, because it's significant. It's about, I want to say, $500+ more per student once you add all in if they're taking a fairly heavy load. And what happens is all that money goes to the College of Engineering specifically. And then what happens is the departments allocate basically like their proposal of what they want to do with that money. And then that the main college goes, okay, well, we'll pick these and this. And I'm not exactly sure what criteria they're used to picking it, but I think that money needs to be absolutely targeted towards labs, because you know, we're forced to take these labs, and in all honesty, practical learning and hands-on learning is such a big, important thing. And when we have labs where you can tell they're underfunded, we don't have enough equipment for everyone. Like, we had a lab the other time, last semester, where we're sharing one piece of equipment for 24 students. And it's not like it's a very expensive piece of equipment. Like, I understand if you're, you know, in chemistry using your different, like, detection, those are $1 million equipment. Like, I understand that that's definitely... But this is something that's maybe like $50, $60 that we only have one of. It's just sad because they're saying that we don't have enough funding for it. So definitely labs is number one. And number two would be support. So you hear it all the time from professors now, especially with the funding situation we're in. But they don't have a lot of money for TAs, for RAs, for past leaders, and making sure like that's what really this money was meant for, is to say, hey, you know what, we need to make sure that these students, because this degree is so difficult, they recognize that, but this money needs to be applied for like past leaders. So you can go into past leaders and say, hey, I'm having trouble with this problem, and the student who's taken the class before is helping. So past leaders are definitely labs.
Senator Kitch.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. Question that I have, it seems. I'm the chair of the Committee of Academic and Student Affairs. And I was just wondering what you meant when you said that academic reform policies were important in the station. What kind of ideas do you bring to this committee?
Definitely. Yeah, so I think so. The changing world of education is so unique, right? I mean, you can talk to people who graduated seriously like 5 or 10 years ago, and just I think AI alone has changed education as we know it. And I think that in terms of, it's really about, for me, it's really about trying to make sure that our policies are kind of updated and reflect kind of the new education that we're dealing with. And so some of the specific things is making sure that we kind of state really kind of strict rules on AI and trying to figure out how that kind of plays a role in education. I think that in today's day and age, to say like no AI is fairly unrealistic. So I think that that's definitely something that I'm trying to figure out how something like AI plays in
in the role of education is something that would be something that I'm very interested in, just because I know that's changing education, and sometimes for the worse more than the better, but it's there, and so we need to figure out how to make sure that we're using that effectively, but not using it to commit academic dishonesty, which I think is probably what's most being used for around the university at this point. Most universities, not just UNR, of course.
Yeah. Are there any other senators in person who have a question for the nominee? Or anybody on Zoom who has a question for the nominee? Going once, going twice, going thrice already. Seeing there be no more questions, sorry, I gotta read this. Seeing no more questions, we'll now move on to a debate. As is customary, the Senate may consider the nominee's professional competence, character, and other relevant qualifications outlined in NRS Statute 241.033. While it's traditional, we'll step out of the room during deliberation. You're entitled to remain present if you choose.
I don't care either way.
You can sit down, can leave, it doesn't matter. Alrighty. Now that we are on the portion of debate, are there any senators who would like to start us off? Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to speak to the character of Mr. Custer real quick, or I should say former President Custer. I was the president that succeeded him at Edward C. Reed High School. I think Caden is a fantastic leader, a fantastic representative. He is a fantastic mentor, so I'm confident in his ability to mentor an intern. He helped mentor me to make sure that I could do the best job I could as president succeeding him. And I think given his experience with Student Voice, sitting on the Board of Education for our school district, those types of experience really prepares him to be a senator. And I truly think that he is prepared to take up the mantle of being a senator and attack the goals that he has. He has a specific way of how he wants to address all of his goals, and I think that's really important as a senator. So I have no doubt in my mind that Mr. Custer will be a great senator.
We're gonna go Senator Maselli, Terry, and then Bolander. Is there anybody else who has their hand raised or would like to go? All righty.
I think Caden is a really great person. I got to meet him at our Honors College orientation freshman year way back when, and he introduced himself to me. He was flying drones and doing research, and this was on day one. So I think he's always been incredibly involved, and I think he has a lot of character, and I think he's more than qualified than a lot of anyone, really. I think he's one of the most qualified people I've seen, and so I will resoundingly be voting yes for him.
Senator Terry?
Yeah, I'll keep it short. I'll just say I'm very impressed by this candidate and very impressed by the work he's done in the past. But I'm super excited to have him here at this table. I'll be supporting him tonight. And excited for some new experience here and to see what he has as far as some creative solutions go. Because I'm sure he's got a lot of new things for us to try. And so I'm excited to see the work that we'll be able to do together.
Senator Bolander.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this candidate has been his entire career at the university, but this guy is sick, and he's going to do a lot of good stuff for us. We would miss out if we didn't have this candidate on our table.
Are there any other points of discussion at this time? Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
I moved to previous question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, that motion is adopted. We will now move on to a vote for agenda item 11A. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it. The nominee is confirmed. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Caden Custer.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
In which I'm about to enter.
In which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations. You got plenty of options. Alrighty. Cool. The bill, yes. Alrighty, we're going to be moving past agenda item 14, 15, and 16, and moving right into agenda item 17. 17A, SB 93, a bill to reform the annual ASM retreat. We did recently pass under agenda item 6, the motion to discharge, which was filed by Senator Terry, due to the fact that the committee was not able to meet within the 14 days, so the bill was automatically sent back to the floor for a second reading. Would the author like to give a quick comment or announcement or anything like that?
I would. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this bill is just a simple recommendation, but this bill was already passed in the last session. A version of it was passed unanimously by this body, and then it was vetoed by the president, former President Dawson Deal. And so basically me and Speaker Acklin went back to looking at the bill, re-examining it, and instead of going for an override for the veto, we decided to look at the piece and re-examine the what the bill says. So instead of a lot of shalls in the bill, there's a lot of shoulds. So there's a high recommendation to holding the retreat at the Lake Tahoe campus instead of a statutory requirement to contract 5 years out. And it also says that we can only use up to 1% of the budget. I want to clarify, up to means that we cannot spend beyond 1%. That was something that was confused in the veto message, and we want to make sure that that's clarified, that only 1% of the budget may be spent on this piece. So those are the big things of this bill. Obviously, we want to utilize our own resources here on campus and on other campuses that are university owns. So of course, we want to make sure that we're utilizing those instead of going to other things such as Sierra Nevada Journeys or those kind of things. And that also helps with the retreat and its camaraderie on campus for all of our officers. So that's why this bill is necessary, and we need to see it today rather than wait, so that, because retreat is coming up next week?
Two weeks from now.
So thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions for the presenter at this time? All right, we're going to be moving on to a debate for agenda item 17A. Are there any senators who would like to start us off? Senator
Mr. Speaker, I have a question for the author.
Oh, yes, of course. Wait, hold on. Does the body give permission for Senator Terry to ask his question? Yes. Yes, okay, thank you.
Speaker Pro Tem Moss, I was just curious if you could elaborate on what you said about this legislation now changing from a lot of shalls to a lot of shoulds. To me, that sounds like this legislation will no longer really be effective, and it's not changing much because it's simply just more recommendation. I was just curious, could you elaborate on that, and I guess just confirm that this piece will actually be effective and make any change in this association?
Yes. I should have clarified, the only real thing that's changing that isn't a clear mandate is going to, or like not being able to contract with the university. With Lake Tahoe campus. Everything else is still a mandate, like the budget requirement of up to 1%, that's still a mandate. I should have been clear that there's only one thing that is changing, and that's a strong recommendation to use Lake Tahoe campus, and that is up to the discretion of the Director of Executive Outreach and the President, but that is really the only high recommendation. And if they were to go to another place, they would need to present before Senate.
Thank you for clarification.
And along with that, too, just to add more context, in the bill it outlines that the CSE and the associate students have a list of presentations or at least minimum requirements from CSE or ASUN, Senate, Judicial, Exec, all that stuff, to make sure we have a rough outline of defining what retreat is, along with the at least required presentations, or at least what we really should cover at retreat. So, just more context. Any other points of discussion? Any other questions for the author? All right, moving on to a debate. Is there any debate at this time? All right, seeing no more debate, we will now be moving on to a vote for agenda item 17A. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has been passed. Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 17A, we're moving on to agenda item 18A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Now, Senator Custer and Senator Lawson, I said those right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We'll start with Senator Lawson. Do you know the two committees you would like to place yourself on?
Yes. ASA and the Budget and Finance Committee.
Okay. Do we have a list of how many people? I'm so sorry.
Jasmine has that list. Unfortunately, she's not here. But let's see.
Senator Maselli, do you know how many people are in Budget and Finance?
Yeah, with Senator Palmer's resignation earlier, there should be two open seats left.
Okay.
So I know you both mentioned it in your presentation, so feel free to join, please.
Senator Kitch?
I think there's also two open seats in ASA that might be
full. Thank you. I think all committees are open and there's no full committees, if that's correct. I'm pretty sure. So we should be good. And then the appropriate language to put yourself on a committee would be, I move to place myself on the committee of blank through unanimous consent.
Say again, sorry.
Yeah, all good.
I move to place myself.
On the committee of?
On the committee of academic and student engagement, or
academic and student affairs.
Student affairs.
And what's the
committee of budget and finance?
There you go. Through unanimous consent.
Through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, you place in those following committees. Senator Custer.
Another help on that one too. Well.
All good. All good. I
move to place myself
on the committee of
Academic academic and student affairs, and then also the committee on budget and finance.
Through
unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Are any abstentions? With that being said, you have been placed in the following committees. Congratulations, new senators. Alrighty. Yeah, you can clap in. Alrighty. Are there any other Senate committee changes or additions at this time? Okay. Moving on to agenda item 18B, Senator reports. So are there any Senator reports at this time? Senator Terry?
Yes, I should have probably just mentioned this in my chair report, but I just wanted to put it out there. Since the Committee on Government Operation will be conducting an audit of the statutes, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, if you find anything in the statutes as you're going over it for legislation or anything like that, please feel free to send that to me. You can just email me or send it over in Teams, and I'll make sure it gets included in our proceedings on that. I just want to make sure everybody is involved in that process if they'd like to be, even if they're not on the committee.
All right. Thank you, Senator Terry. Are there any other reports at this time? Real quick, just so I can have everybody here. In terms of next week, we will be having a meeting. We'll be seeing a piece of legislation approving the rest of President Angobat's cabinet, so the rest of the consent agenda, some programmers, clubs, and org, stuff like that. So pretty quick. That's also I'm going to do a cabinet report since they didn't report this week, and then basically just get anybody onboarded to make sure that we're all able to go to retreats in 2 weeks. And then in terms of meeting, it may be in here next week, or it may be another building on campus. I have to check and book that stuff and go through that. But once I book that stuff and the agenda is uploaded and everything like that, Friday morning, you guys will be the first to know. Any other questions? Okay. Any other Senate reports at this time? Cool. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Parliamentary Issa.
Parliamentary Issa, for the record, I'd just like to announce on the record that I will be holding regular office hours starting next week here in the CSC. It'll take place every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. If you're a constituent with questions, concerns, or ideas, or just want to chat, I encourage you to stop by. I'm looking forward to connecting you to any of the work we would like to do. And just one last thing, just to the new senators, as Senate Parliamentarian, I would be happy to assist you with either going over Senate rules or Robert's Rules of Order or just writing legislation. So if you need any help with that, go ahead and reach me on Teams. I'd be glad to help.
Yeah. And I also stay after for a few seconds just so I can talk to you guys. Alrighty. Any other comments, announcements at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Speaker Ackland, thank you, Luisa Ilarre, Associate Director, for the record. Congratulations to our two new senators. Welcome. And then thank you for all the love of my graduation. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All righty. Is there any other public comment at this time? No? All righty. All righty, guys. Moving on to agenda item 21. I move to adjourn this meeting at, what is the time? 6:53 p.m. in the Reading Alignment Senate Chambers and on Zoom.